Welcome back. Welcome back to Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. Buckle up for the ride. I got someone in the passenger seat with me today. So would you like to say hello? Y'all have heard her before if y'all have been listening to the podcast. This is going to be that storytelling experience. And so go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi, this is Amber with Goddess of Balance.
Yeah,
this is
Harold Aho now. I am your practical spiritual advisor and community activist here in San Antonio, Texas, aka Yanaguana, aka the seventh tone, where we are setting the tone for humanity's next step in our evolution. And as the creation story goes on, That's going to be today's topic. Is we're going to get into this creation story of Violet Ray Sunshine, our latest creation, a little human being that we created. What was the date, Amber? Do you remember?
It was October 5th, 2019.
October 5th, 2019. So for anyone that knows the galactic calendar, maybe have the app 1320 Synchronario downloaded on your phone, you can convert that date and see that it was a galactic activation portal date, and then do your own little research to find out what that means. You can go to 13moon.com and 13moon.com and get a calendar for yourself from my friends Bob and Eden Sky. So I'm going to let Amber, I want her to go ahead and start off with this, and I'm going to be the one that kind of picks up any pieces. And The creation story of Violet Ray Sunshine on
10/5/2019. Okay. So on October 5th of 2019, we had a small gathering. We invited some people to come over to take a little journey with us, and only our friends, two sets of friends came over, and it was a couple who they're married. Are we gonna give names?
No names. That'll be on the Patreon once we get that going.
Well, I will say we went into a little bit of detail on Harold's TikTok, InfiniteU77. So if you want to get some basic details on it and then come listen to the podcast to get more details on it, then please do so. So yes, going back to the story, we invited some friends, and we had a set of friends who were married, and then another set of friends, both male and female, each couple, that were beginning to date, talk, like, not sure where it was going with, but they were
early
there.
Early conversations, right? It was innocent at that point still.
Right. So we all took a journey together. Why don't you tell? Because it's so funny when you say it. It's like funny, and then I can try. I'm the projector here.
I just did it to get you going, me going. Okay.
Tell the story of.
All right. So I'm gonna say their names. Okay. No, fuck that. These are our friends. They're cool. So it was y'all's.
Francis,
Travis, and Pamela.
Our late friend Travis.
Yeah, our late friend Travis Martin.
And his wife Pamela.
Yeah, and his wife Pamela. Uh-huh. And so we have all, like, those four. Francis too? Was that her first time coming over?
Yeah, it was her first time taking a journey with us here.
Yeah. Oh. We had taken a journey not that long ago before at Medicine for the People.
Right.
Yeah, we all hung. So only a few weeks ago before, a couple weeks before, we're in the woods in Dripping Springs, Pipe Creek, whatever. It wasn't that long before when we left Medicine for the People that we came back.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm just curious as to where you're going with this. Like, why is this bringing me
that we're comfortable? She's been around with us in journeying. Yeah, right, I know it's our friend, but I'm trying to give these. They don't know who.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you're right.
What's up, y'all? Do y'all know who we are and live next door to us? They're our neighbors. We'll talk to y'all like you're our neighbors. Okay. Actually, you know, I know April's going to listen. What's up, April?
Oh, yeah. Hi, April. Anyways, moving on. Okay, so we have taken journeys with them.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with these people. Now they're family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're all hanging out, and it's in the middle of the afternoon, or what is it, like 2-3
Yeah, o'clock? Like 2 or 3 o'clock daytime.
Yeah, it was an earlier journey. We wanted to have an experience going from day to night. And so we did. And it was a lot of fun because there were so many funny points. the sun wouldn't set and things like that. Yeah.
It wouldn't set.
I was like, where's the set button on the sun? I don't see it. Like, it's not sun setting. So anyway, you had to be there. One day we'll get to a point where we'll take y'all into our consciousness and we'll all go relive that moment again and be like, what the? So anyway, one of the first things that happened before the journey began, or I think before we even took it, we were hanging out in the patio, and Yaz looks over at the rest of the crew, and they're like, he's like, they're going to take off, and they're like rabbits.
He was talking about us.
Yeah. Amber and I. Like, we're going to take off, and like, we'll come back with our hair all fucked up and be like, hey, what's up, y'all?
We always escape.
Yeah, we always escape and like to have our alone time and dive into bliss on, you know, at certain points within the journey, like almost the whole journey. But anyway, we had friends here. We're going to do that. So, but we were going to escape. We knew that. And we're like, he knows this. We're going to do it. Uh-huh. And so as it came up, that did happen. And then that's
we
when
we started
started feeling the euphoria and just like rubbing. And it's like, normally happens is I get a grab to my arm and it's like a nod. And I'm over here like a little, you know, kid in a candy store. I'm like, okay, let me know. I'm like looking around. We're going to help you like.
We're going to help you like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Uh-huh. So
we escape into our room.
Mm-hmm. And our room, the door doesn't close all the way. Like, the little latch on the doorknob doesn't click in. So anybody can just, like, tap the door and it'll open up. And so we have a technique of trying to keep the door closed, which is sliding our whole dresser over. And so we did that just so our friends don't, like, hey, is a restroom in here? Like, oh, my God, I'm traumatized. And so, because it's weird when there's no sound in the house, it's like, fuck, I can hear everything. Like, and then when you, it's funny because it sounded like they were right out there, but sometimes they're right there outside in the patio. And anyway, so we were getting into it, and what we had our first round of, you know, explosion, right? Is that what you recalled?
Yeah. Like, right. We had our first, explosion, our first round of explosion, and then you went to clean up, and then you came back, and that's where I started peeking.
Is it because you said I said something, though? Did I say something that triggered that?
To make me peek? No.
To make you start thinking a certain thing?
No. Okay. So when you came back, like, I was there in my own little journey, and I started having these visuals of, like, letting go of our children, like
visuals
of, like,
visuals or feelings,
visuals
what is
of
the
us.
Visual of that?
So the visual was like, okay, we're here on planet Earth, and then I see this other planet which is like all light, like it was all light, and like, I was going through, like, basically, so we're here in this house on planet Earth, and I'm, like, clearing the whole house. Yeah. I'm clearing, like, getting rid of everything, getting rid of all the materialistic things. And it's like, okay, I'm getting rid of all this so that way we can go to the new world, which is all light. And that's what I was mentally doing in my visions, is getting clearing that. Okay. And then it came to the point where it's like, you have to leave your children behind. Like, this is all going in my head, and seeing each and one of them. And, you know, I was like, okay, like, we have to do this. We've given them the tools and the resources, and they know exactly what they need to do to continue doing the work here on planet Earth. Because Harold and I have, in my vision, succeeded. Or, and I don't want to say succeeded, but we've completed our mission. That's a good way of putting it. We completed our mission here on planet Earth. And we completed our mission. And it was like, okay, but since we complete our mission, that means we go to the new world. And we cannot take our children, because they have yet to complete their mission. So one by one, I, you know, said my farewells and, okay, children, like, I'm having to let you go. And the one that was the hardest was my, was our youngest, Autumn, because that was our baby girl, you know. So it was very difficult for me to let her go and leave her behind, because one, she was so young, like, she was probably 8 at the time. Or no, I think she was 7 or 6, mm-hmm. 6 or 7. Two, like, again, her being that age, I felt like we didn't give her enough time with us. So, you know, and then 3, I already was feeling this new birth in my womb of creating a new reality. And in order for us to do that, I had to let her go and no longer see her as my baby. Because I'm creating this new reality, this new baby.
Are we there yet?
No, this is all things. Yeah. And then that's when and that's when you came up to me and you said, this is the time you came up to me and you're like, it's okay, just let it go. And I didn't even tell you what was going on in my mind. You just felt it. And then you started crying. We're both crying as I was, like, surrendering and letting go of, you know, these creations that we had, because, again, they needed to fulfill their mission. And we were going to still see them. Like, I already, like, in my mind, I saw that. Like, we were still going to connect with them. We were still going to be able to help them. We just couldn't be on the same planet anymore because, you know, again, I keep repeating myself. Anyways. So we were crying together, and then that's when he realized what it was, because of our human design, how you're able to pick up on my thoughts. That's what you were doing. You're picking up on my thoughts at that time. So when I was thinking of, like, letting her go to have this new creation, that's when you were like, oh shit, like, are we here? Mm-hmm. Or no, we kissed and stuff. Yeah, we're kissing, like, we, you know, like, okay, now it's like we're together.
Yeah,
we love each other. And let's get back into bliss mode again. And, you know, and we did. Yeah. And that's when you were like, oh, shit, are we here? Yeah. Or no, you said after.
Yeah.
Did you say after? Okay, yeah.
So I went in, you know, we started kissing and it was very passionate. Like, I remember we were just going, like, fuck whoever's here. Like,
forgot about that.
Yeah. I took it to Pound Town. And we were in missionary position. Like, this, So I'm going to, there's, like, some mechanics or, like, some kind of energetic with movement and body, and I don't know if you have to be in the missionary position or what the deal is. I'm just giving you my thing, and I'm telling you that it did a thing. And so, you know, for maybe some people that are like, they're trying to have children or something, like, there may be something with this. I don't know, but it worked. And so we were missionary and we were going at it, and we, like, both just, like, simultaneously, like, just caused more orgasm, melted into each other for this final, like, explosion. And if you watch or look at my TikTok, and there's a video, there's a point in there I show you the hand motion that I did while we were still connected, and it was with breath, and it was a whole thing. It felt like what it did is synchronize my, whether it's divine masculine or feminine, or positive and negative, left and right, creative and analytical, whatever it is, like maybe all of it. It was a hemi, I don't even want to say hemi sync because I just found out there may be like some bad connotation with hemi sync audio things or whatever. So anyway, where it syncs up all of your parts in a multidimensional way. And I did this movement and I pulled in this holographic pyramid and it just like went into Amber's womb space. And then I fell on her and like my head landed next to her. And I remember just being right next to her ear and saying, I believe we conceived a new reality. And because I saw it, she put the hooks in me. That's why I didn't wasn't able to
You weren't able to leave because I put
the it happened organically, and that's what happens is, you know, when you're making love with your partner, naturally there may be a point like when you're at that, you know, like there are some physical things that happen. The male organ enlarges to the point of its probably the large, you know, it's definitely like at its peak. And it's like a plunger type of a thing that's happening with the penis head and like going back and forth. And it's, you know, doing all these things. And it's like this final like whoop. And so making love was just like, I didn't want to, like, I was like, we were in it and she put it's,
I hooked my ankles. Yeah,
she hooked her ankles on my ass and like, was like, you're not going anywhere. And it was like that Kundalini unk energy came up, but I was able to channel it into this hemi sync. I'll just use the words like hand motion, breath movement. And I brought in this holographic pyramid into her womb space and then fell on her and said, I believe we conceived a new reality. It was a thing. So maybe anybody wanting to have children that can't, like, take some to go on a journey and have fun and see what happens. I don't know. But, you know, the rest, like, that's what spurred on this, like, incoherence that I saw I was getting from Amber when we were done. It was like, okay, all right, whoo wee, that was fun. And
yeah, you're all like, come on, let's go tell our friends that we conceived like,
yeah, I just knew that we made a baby.
Yeah,
and I was like, let's go let them know, and let's put on our clothes. And that's when she was walking up to me and looking at me in this like glazed over, like, I just want to be with you. And I'm like, okay, yeah, fuck yeah.
We're together.
Yeah, we're here right now. I'm not going anywhere. And so I walk over to the other side of the room and she comes up and she's like, I just want to be with you. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
So it starts getting more weird. Oh, yeah. Well, now I know what I was wanting. Like, I just wanted to be with him intimately, yeah. Like continue.
Yeah, because normally that would be the case.
Right.
When you don't have a bunch of friends over, you would stay and, yeah, you know, continue. And like, we really could have kept going again. And like, you know, that's normally what we do. But we had friends over and I'm like, yeah. And I just made a bit. What the fuck? Is this a ritual? Like, oh my God, I think this is a ritual. This is why they're here. They're holding space for us. We got to tell them. And it's like, I just want to be with you. I'm like, oh, fuck, you didn't listen to me?
No.
Yeah, you want to be with me? Okay. And then.
But I ended up, I remember at one point I laid down real quick and then I said, so, oh, that was right. After cleanup, that was so, like when we cleaned up before I went to you to tell you I just want to be with you. You went to go clean up. You came back. And then I was like, so we're creators of our own reality? Because that's what you left in my ear. Oh. We just created a new, and I had just had a visual that we're birthing a new reality. Uh-huh. So in the time frame after cleanup before, I just want to be with you. I was laying in bed. You're like, yeah, we are the own creators of our own reality. And then you kind of lifted your hands up and like, you didn't even, I don't even think you hit the wall. But when you like
physically, my energy arms,
yeah, your energy arms basically like hit it, your energy hit it and the wall like wobbled, like if it was water. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and I was like, whoa, like that's just, it is a freaking matrix. It's not even real. So that's where my mind was going. And I was like, man, like I want more of this intimate connection. I just want to be with you. And they're like, no, come on, we got to go share. We got to get some clothes on, get some clothes on. So now mm-hmm. He's like trying to pull me out to like, let's go hang out with our friends, put some clothes on. I'm like, why do we need to put clothes on? Because he just basically validated we're creators of our own reality. And the freaking wall just like warped and like.
The clothes rippled. Might slow us down.
Yeah, rippled that this is not real. And like, why do we need clothes on? We're these light beings now. Like in my mind, mentally, we're on this light planet. We're in 5D now. We're light beings. We have no physical body, even though I can see it.
Oh, we're already on that world. Exactly. That's where the children are not. They were in the old world.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, like,
why? Sorry, I let the cat out of the bag a little early.
Yeah. Well, no, I said that. You like, did? That's what I visualized.
Oh, that's right. Let go of the children.
Right. Yep, to keep them in the old world to complete their mission. So, yeah.
She kept saying that. And I was like, what? Like, because remember, so. You're trying to move the dresser out of the way. I'm trying to get dressed. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to move the dresser out of the way so we can get out.
Yeah. And I'm like, all naked trying to get out. Hey, I don't think they're ready for all that.
I was like, no. Like, where are these light beings? Like, we got
She didn't even want to let me put my own boxers on. Yeah, I was like, hold on.
I was putting them. I was like, taking them out of your hands.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Amber, stop. Like, no, we have to put on clothes. Are you really? Like, you don't think we need to put on clothes? And she's like, I don't know if you said, like, we're creators of a reality or, like, something, but it was just not going through. It's like, we don't need them. And I was like, fuck, dude, come on, man. Like, you're starting to freak me out now. And I started getting more concerned. And then she's like, still not wanting to put on clothes. Like, literally doesn't know how to put on clothes. I had to put on your panties.
Yeah, and, you gave me clothes. Yeah, you're like, here, put these on. I'm like, okay. And like, I just didn't know how because it didn't make sense to me to put clothes on. So I'm like, you're telling this light being to put clothes on. What the fuck are clothes? How do you put clothes on? Like,
even the look on her face was just like confusion, like clothes.
Yeah, like what are these? This is weird. That does not look comfortable.
Yeah. So finally pull her out. Now I'm switching to fuck. We just created someone to now with like their tribe here for this ritual to now like, oh man, the tribe's here to help me get her out of this. This is how we like fucking psychic relief or something.
Yeah.
Get someone out of psychosis.
So he ended up having to dress me. Because I just wasn't. I at that point, I was confused and like, why am I here? What are we doing? Like, what is all this about now? Because I'm like, I don't know. I'm no longer Amber. I'm this other person. And I'm like, what the fuck's happening? So now I'm trying to figure out my life and what's real and what's not real. So he gets me dressed, we go out, and then you're like, friends.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, I need y'all's help. Look at her. Like, she's like in a psych ward or something, just pulling her out of the fucking, the straight jacket. So she was, and I had them in belief. So this is the other part too that I was feeling. Again, we go back to normally if friends weren't there, we would stay engulfed in each other. And I mean, right, like, imagine what on a conscious, cosmic, celestial, multidimensional being way, and you consciously like pull a fucking holographic pyramid into your partner after y'all both orgasm together and do this kundalini, you know, this whole thing. Yeah, you'd want to be just stay there and like just let go of everything together and sit in it, not be asked where the children put on clothes and all these other things. We probably would have just like rode through that and made love some more and whatever, but I dragged her ass out into people.
To the abyss.
Yeah, to the abyss of our friends. And I'm like, I need help. Pull her out of the abyss. And she's reliving lives every time I'm telling her like, hey.
As you were talking to them, like, we're just chilling there outside, and oh my gosh. And then I remember Jay and were you telling them, and then Travis is all like, oh yeah, Pamela's like freaking out too. Like that.
The stuff was strong. Yeah. It was really strong. Even Yaz was like, he was like, dude, this is some strong shit. It was still daytime. We and Amber and I had already conceived a child. Like, what?
Where's Pamela at?
Yeah, Pamela's like freaking out. Yeah. Travis's eyes are bugged out. And Jay and Francis are still just trying to get to know each other.
They're just chilling. Yeah, sitting down chilling. When we had nice grass.
Yeah, it was, yeah, the backyard looked nice.
So but. I heard them talking, Jay and Francis. They were talking and I was like listening in because I'm like trying to tap into like, okay, what's real, what's not real. So I'm hearing their conversation. And then you're having a conversation with Pamela and Travis. I think you left me there, too, with Jay and Francis. And you went to go, like, figure out Pamela. You're mm-hmm. you're going to be okay? Y'all can watch her? Jay and Francis are like, yeah.
They're yeah. Like, yeah. For whatever reason, Francis is just able to hold her own.
Yeah, I know.
You never know that she had anything going on in her head.
she did really good. But, mm-hmm. yeah, so they were talking, having their conversations. And I'm like, okay. Again, picking up, and then finally, it's like, come on, like, let's go back to the room. Like, as soon as you came back, because I think you did leave or mm-hmm. do something mm-hmm. with Pamela and Travis.
Yeah, that's then, right. Yeah. And I was like, oh, here she goes again.
And I was like, come take me with you. And, like, so we come back to the room, and I'm like, now I'm trying to figure out, again, what my life was from the day I was born until the day of, I think I was 29. Yeah, I was 29 at that time. So I'm trying to like 0 to 29. Let me do my timeline and figure this shit out. And well, no, we did it again.
I was too out of it. Yeah, and I was like, this doesn't even feel right.
So no, it let's, didn't. So that's Amber, what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
put the clothes back on her again.
Yeah, and like, yeah, exactly. Put the clothes back on me. And yeah, that's right. So I was like trying to relive life for everything that I did remember. And I was like, okay, I think this is the lifetime. I think mm-hmm. this is it. So we walk back out, and then, like, it's still daytime. And I think, again, like, you put me down there with Francis and Jay, and they're talking, and I'm still not quite sure where Pamela and Travis were at. And then you're talking to Jay and Francis, and then I'm like, let's go again. Mm-hmm. And then I think at that point mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's right. So when we were sitting there and as y'all were talking, I'm thinking like, oh fuck, that wasn't the timeline, that wasn't it. Then what is this timeline? What do I need to do? Like, am I here like, I want to be with Harold. Is this that timeline for mm-hmm. me to be with Harold? Like, I want to be in this relationship with him. And I was like, maybe that's not it. And then like, I was like, we have to go. And then I thought, too, for a second, maybe I have to be with Francis, Francis, another woman in this timeline. I don't freaking know. Like, I don't know, like, what's going on. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, and then that's when you're like, come on, let's go back to the room. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reset again. And then I was like, Francis said something. And I was like, no, she can come, too.
Uh-huh. I was like, what? No. And part of my reasoning of what Amber was doing was that, again, going back to, like, this energy of us, like, wanting to... It was like she was this flower that was just pollinated. And the pollinator and the flower still need to, like, finish out the session of just, like... Well, the flower is just like wanting to hold on to like what just pollinated her. Like, that was the energy I was telling him. I was like, she's like this cosmic thing that I just impregnated. I told y'all, we just did it. We're going to have like, we,
yeah.
And it's like, and I, all I could see, feel was like, it's like almost not like an octopus, but it literally is like the female body part in the way it interacts is it's like it does grab on to you. And right. That's what I felt by her energy was just like,
let me just suction you
in. Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. yeah, like yeah, come here so I can keep suctioning you in and just hold on to this. You're a pollinator. You're the one like we have to like just be intertwined with our cosmic energy. Yeah. And that's what I was explaining to them. And then we started going into like, what? The children don't exist for you?
Well,
like, oh,
well,
shit.
Well, so I just wanted to so like, it was a mixture of I just a lot wanted of things. To like, put yeah. that out there. When I said no, she could come too. It wasn't like, hey, come in our sexual encounters. Because I think that's what everybody was thinking. It was just more like, come reset with me. Because I think I'm meant to be with you in this timeline to where we're going to go out together. Like we're coming, because my coming back uh-huh. to the room was my reset. Mm-hmm. It was my, and we didn't do anything. After those first two times, yeah. we didn't do anything. No. We just kept coming in here, trying to meet, like reconnect.
I think that only happened, what, three times that we came in here to even have that type of a conversation?
For me to reset, like yeah. three times. It happened yeah. three times, right? The second time I was trying to bring her back in, so because I thought I was meant to be yeah. with her in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was mm-hmm. not anything sexual. It was just like, hey, let's help me. Fucking find my timeline. That's yeah, all I wanted. I wanted to find my timeline.
Yeah, and we were like, what the fuck? And, it was like so.
Yeah, and they, so yeah, funny. She yeah. was like, I'm flattered. Like, and I was like, I thought in my head, and it was weird because I was still coherent in a way. Mm-hmm. And I took it, like, it was funny in my head. I was like, oh, she thinks I mean sexually. But I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't vocalize mm-hmm. it because I'm still, like, fucking going crazy, too, at the same time.
Yeah, that's the other part, too, uh-huh. where you would, like, zone out. And I could see you reliving these lives.
Yeah.
Like, looking off into the abyss and just, like, smiling all by yourself and shaking your head. Yes is a no's and... And then I'm like, hey, are you okay?
Oh, well, that was like, so that was outside.
You're 27?
Oh, yeah, that was outside. Uh-huh. Okay, so after, yeah. so Frances didn't want to come back with us. She didn't want to help me. You know, she did, but like, I couldn't see how my, how I can uh-huh, be, I could, yeah. I've
been confused.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's okay. That's good.
You know, was it's funny.
It was
funny. I was like, you better not get up, Frances.
Yeah, no, it was funny. But so we came in here. I just want to be with you. And I'm telling him, I just want to be with you because uh-huh. I'm trying to fucking figure this
and
shit out.
And I'm getting tired of that shit. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I mean, because I was like, I don't want
I was. I was just freaking out. I was just freaking out.
I didn't want another timeline. I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you're fucking crazy. You're feeling the feelings again. So, yeah, we went back outside and then I sat down on the swinging chair and that's when I was zoning out and shaking my head no and yes because I was reliving outside then. I was really reliving my life and thinking about like when I was a child in kindergarten or like the first time I had an experience of being in this human body, which is probably like 3 or 4 years old. So I remember that vividly. So that's what I remembered at that time. And I shook my head yes, because that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Then I remember kindergarten and who my friends were. And so I shook my head yes. And then when it would get confusing, when I kind of like led off to like some different timeline, I was like, no, that's not right. That's not right. And then I got up and I was like, wait, that's I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then I would sit back down.
We're getting more details. This is stuff new. This is new for me. That's why I'm laughing because I was watching her shake her head yes and no's and standing up. And I'm like, see, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. She's like, wrong life. Yeah. Okay. Now we're back to the right timeline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was the sequence of events.
And oh, yeah. So the reason why I'm like, no, is because I let go when every time I kept coming up to like 15 years old is when I had the twins. That's where it's like, no, I didn't have children. I let them go. I didn't have any children, so it wasn't making sense. And I was like, but I know I have children, but I don't have children. So I'm like, okay, rewind, go back to zero. Mm-hmm. I was baby, you know, let's do this again. And then that's when, oh yeah, I was like, wait, how old are you? Yeah. I was telling everybody, how old are you? How old are you? Because I need to make sure that I'm back in this timeline. And then at that point, I went inside and I started turning on all the fucking lights because I think it was getting dark outside. And I thought that if I turned on the lights inside, it would turn on the light outside. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case. And that's when But also too, like when we were outside, like they were all glowing to me. Like everyone was glowing. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, you know, we are light beings, you know. So that was pretty cool. But again, you know, coming back inside, turning on all the lights, and then all of, I don't know why you started asking me, like, oh, our kids, like, let me show you, or do you remember?
Vaguely.
Yeah. So I think we're still kind of in, oh, that's right. So Jay came in too, and I was like, wait, oh, how old are you, Jay? Because, like, I was getting closer and closer to my timeline. Mm-hmm. And then he told me his age, and then he's like, don't tell me you're going to invite me in, too. And I was like, oh, my gosh, no. I want to fucking know your age or something, remember? It's like, no. But you started asking me questions about the kids. I was like, no, no. Mm-hmm. Like, they, mm-hmm. we don't have them. We don't have them. And you're showing me a picture. And I was like, no, those are not our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, because we're on this new world, and mm-hmm.
you're showing me fake stuff because they're over there.
This can't be them. Yeah, this can't be them. Yeah, yeah, this is not them. And mm-hmm. I don't know. You're like, well, you had them, and I don't know. It was just so crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck am I going to tell? What am I going to tell them when we pick them up tomorrow? Like, hey, y'all don't exist to your mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
But after everything started, like, calming down, mm-hmm. it's like, uh-huh, I do remember. I do remember this lifetime.
Whew, all right. Uh-huh. She's coming back, guys. Y'all could leave now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. that's when everybody started going. But I think that was really it. Well, so for me, that just validated, like, what we have, like, the work we've been doing, and where we're going, and creating this new heaven on earth, which is this new reality that we're birthing, that's already been birthed, and we're just getting it to...
Just getting everybody heart-aligned.
Yeah.
Heart coherence in the seventh tone. It's a quantum, it's a mechanic, it's a practical thing, and, you know, we literally, like, tapped in and brought in our youngest daughter, Violet Ray Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And that led, she was there when we discovered the solar eclipse X, you know, or had successful CE5 meditation, like, and it mm-hmm. led to all these other, these things, and all these things upon things. And
yeah,
like,
so the next day after that happened, we mm-hmm. went to, healing festival. To Eagle's Nest, I think we went to Eagle's Nest.
We went
to Eagle's Nest because Jay and Francis were vending, mm-hmm. and we decided to do an aura photo. And on my aura photo, there was a footprint next to me mm-hmm. in red. Red means creation in the aura photo. But there was only three little toes, not all five, just three little toes, but the actual, like, foot itself too. So I was told that, those are my, like, spirit guides or something like that with three little dots. But that's when it just started becoming more real and set in, like, oh, like, we're going to have another baby.
And right. Like,
uh-huh. Oh, uh-huh. And then COVID hit, and it was just craziness. And we had originally wanted Autumn to be birthed at home. But because I've had two previous C-sections before Autumn, I was scared. I was 22, and I was scared that my uterus would rupture. But with COVID happening, it just brought, like, opened my eyes to that, the possibility of Harold not being able to be there while Violet Ray was born in the if she was, like, in the hospital. If I was going to have another C-section, he wouldn't be there. And that just didn't
for either one of us.
No, that didn't sit right. So I had the courage, and we had the money, thankfully, mm-hmm. because COVID hit. Like, yeah. We were able to get the funds to be able to birth her at home. And you know, it's so inexpensive to have a midwife and have it naturally, have the babies naturally at home. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't. Like, how inexpensive is it? Like, it's half, if not half the price that you would be spending at the hospital, if at the least half of it. Like, it's ridiculous. And yeah. Anyways, so we had her at home naturally. I did freaking 15 hours labor, I think, in labor. And I broke so many statistics, three previous C-sections. I was able to, my first natural vaginal baby, I should say, three pushes, she was out. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And here she is, about to be three next month. And she is amazing. And she's here to lead the new little beings, the new, what are they? The Ravas? No, the Ravas. The new Ravas generation with this human design prophecy. Whew, I feel that in my chest. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
You're welcome.
yeah, I love her. Uh huh.
Yep.
So it was a really, definitely a journey. Her whole little creation story from the time she was conceived, from the time she was born till this day, mm-hmm. her little life has told a story. And that's what she created, or I guess like that's what brought her, not that I guess, but this is what she set up for herself, and this is what we had set up with her before coming. Uh-huh. She couldn't have, yeah. You ready to go pick them up?
Yeah, no, we got more work mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah, we do got more work to do.
We, just to also catch anybody up, so I'm just FYI, I'm over here crying. That's why I wasn't talking much because there were a lot of good stories in it. Collective deep breaths. And so anyway, we have a lot of stuff cooking right now with Infinite You, Goddess of Balance, Setting the Tone, the City of San Antonio. Like literally, I want y'all to pay attention because coming soon will the collaboration and the synergy with Infinite You and the city, which Infinite You is. It is,
mm-hmm. Yes,
it's a quantum entanglement of me. It's a quantum entanglement of how this is like Noah's Ark, and we're being guided to the seventh tone, and it allows your dreams to come through this city. I mean, I'm keyed in with the people. I don't need to even name names or do any of that stuff. It doesn't even matter about that. But the steps, the work that has been done for the sake of our creations as a creation from our parents and trying to break these generational cycles of, you know, hurt people. We can quickly get through all of this. It is if healed people heal people, and then people be people. And that's the end goal of this. And so share, like, follow, get your dreams aligned, come bring yourself, don't make excuses for anything, and just honor the process of yourself and this whole creation story. And so... Amber, do you have any final words to complete this episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You?
The last piece I will say is I remembered the children again. I love them all. The second piece is that if you or anyone is looking for a midwife or a doula, please contact Infinite You, or please contact us at infiniteyou.info, and we will release that information. I love them. I follow them on Facebook, like very loving and caring humans, and they're doing the work as well. And, you know, I would love to have another baby just to like connect with them again, but not now, not at this time. Yeah. So that as well, if you want more information, And just the last piece, you know, if this resonates with you, please, we want to know, we want to hear, or not just resonates, but if you have a story to share and would like to tell us and let us know, we're here for it. We want to continue sharing our stories until we're like, I guess basically what I'm saying is like continue sharing our stories, because this life, if you think about the ancient times and the people in tribes, the elders would share their stories and like, this is what I've lived, this is what I've experienced, me, my story, you know, like everybody has their own experience to be able to share that to help others. And that's what we're here for. Yeah. Not just only that, everything else, but still, like, we're here for it. We're here for you.
This is the infinite you.
Yeah.
It's not the infinite me.
It's right? The infinite you.
All right. Uh-huh. You complete?
I am complete. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. Any disclaimers out there? Like anything like that may have been construed a different way. Like, please don't take it that way. Again, this is our story. And
yeah.
You know, there's parts that we probably did miss, and that's okay. Just try to remember we're all human.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for y'all for tuning in, listening, for Amber being my very special guest. And you got something else? You're not complete.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me on your podcast and sharing my story, allowing me to share my story. Uh-huh.
All right, guys, this is real people doing real things. So with that, I want y'all to love always and always. Have a blissful day. Peace.